Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. Gemini rising.
All righty, let's get to Gemini rising. The body parts ruled by Gemini are the lungs, the arms, and the legs. So the polar shift to masculinity makes the energies expansive, free, and flowing. The dueling mutable forces animate both of the hands and arms and their respective sides of the body. So it's almost like these people fly in a way, or have like a really long wingspan. So as Geminis fly along their path, their twirling hands propel them forward. As the head turns from left to right, it acts like a rudder on a plane. Any change in their thinking process seems to redirect their course of flight. These mutable air energies also define Gemini's physical energy. The body is often light and lanky. So they also have offset eyes and a long bridge nose, which dips abruptly at the tip. Their cheeks protrude forward from the ears in parallel planes to form the twisted jaw and chin. So basically, like, one of the components is that you can see, when you look at them, it's almost as if you could see like two eyes, two nose, two brows, two lips. Kind of like showing that Gemini duality.
Hey, watch how you talk about us. Watch your mouth. Watch your mouth.
You do have a very equal, your face is very equal, Paul.
I think at the beginning you said that Gemini rules the lungs, arms, and legs.
Yeah. I guess because it comes in twos, right?
Okay, I could see that. I just never really heard that they ruled the legs. Was more about the arms and hands.
No, I'm sorry, not the legs. I believe Sag is the thighs and perhaps a little bit lower extremities. Yeah. Actually, no, Aquarius is ankles.
Right, right.
Yeah, calves, Aquarius is like calves and
ankles. Calves, yeah.
Capricorn would be knees, Sag would be the thighs, but we're way ahead.
Right, getting ahead of ourselves there.
Yeah, sorry, yeah, it is. So Gemini is lungs, arms, and hands. So like the upper part.
Okay, yeah. I thought you just misspoke. to go off of your like seeming like they propel forward, I have like that they tend to be a kind of flighty personality types. Like they just, you know, kind of butterflying around and they're easily distracted. They're into a lot of different things. They probably have a lot of different projects going on simultaneously. And, you know, they want to dip their hands into a little bit of everything. They need to be stimulated all the time, always learning. They're ruled by the planet Mercury. And you might also notice that they kind of have a nervous energy. If they don't have an outlet for that energy, you might notice like little ticks about them, like, you know,
fingernails.
Drumming or chewing your fingernails, you know, restless leg syndrome.
Tapping your pen on your desk.
Tapping your pen on your desk. Yeah. Doing that?
No.
All right. I have a pen that doesn't click this time.
Go ahead.
I also have that they are very talkative. They tend to drone on about this topic that they're really into. You know, who cares if they care? You know, the person I'm talking to cares about it or not. I'm really interested so in this.
Wait. Are you trying to say no one cares about rising signs?
No.
Not true.
I'm playing.
We all care about rising signs. We're all here.
It's like you talking to the credit card lady about astrology, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Right. That's exactly what I was talking about. I also have that they're like very useful and tend to, I don't know if you said this or not, Claudia, but they walk with like long strides, like they maybe wave their arms back and forth,
that's
like
true.
Longer longer motions. They kind of have like this swag to the way they walk.
Yeah, that is so true though. Oh my goodness. I'm thinking of all the Gemini risings that I know, and it's so true.
I've never seen you walking, Paul, but I know some other Gemini risings that I'm thinking of who walk this way.
All right.
That's all I have.
All right.
For that.
Claudia, you said Gemini and the two. Well, in Hellenistic astrology, old school astrology, mutable signs wouldn't call mutable. They're called double-bodied.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So Gemini, Virgo, Pisces, Sagittarius, double-bodied.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Gemini rising. We interact with the external world from an innate excitement about sharing ideas and keeping the energy moving. You express your inner being through the medium of your ideas within the context of what are you currently learning. You interpret the behaviors of others towards you in terms of how well will they accept your thoughts and ideas. Your personality and demeanor reflect those traits that to you demonstrate logic, open-mindedness, and intelligence. Step into the role of the communicator.
I like that.
Be able to connect with you on a cerebral level.
Yes. Hey, let's have a conversation. You present ideas. I present my ideas. I'll think about your ideas, but I'm not closed off to your ideas. I'm gonna take
right. I'd say they're pretty open minded.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like they want to gather like info.
Taurus rising.
Yeah. So, and by the way, I hear y'all people out there. I see those posts, and I see stop giving Gemini a bad rap. Not that flaky.
We see you out there. We all have.
I hear you. I watch y'all. Yeah.
Internet world is cruel.
This might be a good place to remind people that you have every part of the zodiac inside of you. Just yes. Some parts are more prominent than others.
We're talking about the beginning of each wheel, each person.
Right.
Determined by your time of birth.
Right.
Yep.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at iamastrologyreadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.